Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girlfriend, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because honestly, I want this to be a light a little fire under your booty type of episode. I want it to be a reminder of why you need to start that thing that's on your heart, that goal that you have, the vision that you have for your life, like that dream that you really want to make come to fruition. But I'm also going to remind you of something that could ruffle some feathers a little bit. It's this idea that I actually believe it's selfish if you don't go for it. And we're going to talk about that, okay? Because like maybe you're new to the podcast. There are so many new listeners. If so, welcome. I'm so excited to have you as part of this community. And I wanted to set the stage with you. This podcast is a come with me, let's figure this out together type of podcast. Not a look at me, I've got this all figured out kind of podcast. But here's the thing about me. I'm going to pull back the curtain and I'm going to be real with you. But I also understand that as humans, myself included, we are often our own worst critics. We are the very thing that's standing in our way from getting where we want to go. And I want you to borrow belief from me that it's possible for you to do the thing that you want to do. But I also want to help you raise the necessity that the time is now, right? It's not someday. It's not next week. It's not next month. It's not when things calm down. It's right now that we need to start taking action because action gives you clarity. Action gives you that dopamine hit that's going to help you keep progressing in the direction because I do not want you to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here with coulda, woulda, shouldas, wondering what would have happened if you actually built the life that you deserve. I don't even have to know you in person to know that you deserve the life that you are gifted the vision for. Those goals that you have, the dreams on your heart, the vision that you want to create, that is in you because you are the person that can make it happen. But you're just going to have to get out of your own damn way. We're going to do that today in today's saucy little episode, okay? But before we do dive in, I want to make sure that you know about my totally free text community. It's called Text from Keish. And when I created this community, it was because I thought there was a need for, you know, if like your saucy bestie and a fortune cookie had a baby and sent out inspiring texts directly to your phone for free. I just felt like there was a need for that. So I created it, okay? Because sometimes if things aren't being represented the way that you want them to be represented, you're supposed to be the representation. Apply that to anything in your life, right? So I created this text community. Every Sunday evening, I send out these little pump up text messages and then a couple of random times throughout the week. And then what's cool about this is you can text me back. You can ask me questions. You can fill me in on what's going on in your world. You can, you know, I spend a lot of time interacting with the text community. So I would love for you to be part of that and for us to get to connect even more outside of this podcast. And then of course you can come connect with me on social media at Keisha.Fitzgerald. If we're not connected over there on Instagram, that's my favorite platform. But for the text list itself, I want you to text a flame emoji. That way I know that you listened to today's podcast episode to 512-548-2728. Again, that's a flame emoji to 512-548-2728. That will get you on the text list. Okay. Now let's dig into the juice today. I read this quote by Cleo Wade. It said, "We honor the dream by doing the work." And I love this quote. Because it implies that we need to raise the necessity to show up for the dream. We need to stop making excuses of when the time is going to be right. Because we have to honor this dream, this vision, these goals that we have in our heart, because they are placed in us and they're not going to look like anybody else's. Like, think about it with your girlfriends or your sister or your coworkers or your cousin or whatever, right? You're different people. We're all different, unique people, which means we have different dreams and goals and visions for our life. There's no right or wrong way to do life here. There's 7 billion of us. We're all doing it in a completely different way, which is beautiful. But if you want to truly honor the gift that you have placed on your heart, you're going to have to go get it. And one of the ways that really motivates me that I wanted to share with you is this idea that it's actually selfish if you don't go for it, because there are other people that are going to benefit as a byproduct. People that will see you go for it, that need to see you as living, breathing proof of what's possible for them too. There are people in your family, in your friends. There are those kids that you have in your life, those kids that you want to have, your nieces, your nephews, whatever, that are looking up to you as living, breathing proof of what's possible for them to chase their dreams too. And then honestly, it's because you were gifted this vision, and your gift back to the world is for you actually showing up for your vision by doing the freaking work. And I really want you to just adopt this belief that it's selfish if you don't go for it when you want to tell yourself that you don't have time, right? And there's a time and place, there's seasons for when you're working on certain goals, and there's a pace that makes sense based off of what's going on in your world. But we've got to just acknowledge that we already have full plates. All of us are busy people. And the last thing that's added to your already full plate is often the first thing that goes when life gets crazy. So we have to raise the necessity that this dream or this goal or this vision that you have for your life that's not going to look like anybody else's is important. So entertain this idea with me, right? That it's selfish if you don't go for it. Because when you really think about this idea that you have in your heart, maybe you know exactly what it is. Or you like to say that you don't know what it is, because if you don't say you know what it is, then you don't have to actually go for it. But girl, you know, I think of us like we're girlfriends. We're drinking spicy margaritas today. Okay. I know that you have what it takes, but you have to get out of your own damn way. Like, do you truly believe, like if you're honest with yourself, that this dream or this vision that you have in your life, the thing that you want to do that maybe you actually haven't even said it out loud, which is a great place to start. Because when you call it out, then you're making it real. If you hold it close to your heart, then it's only you that's affected. But when you say it out loud and you're calling your shot, other people are enrolled in your vision. That's when you really got to go for it, right? And sometimes, like, when you think of this big dream that you have, it might sound crazy to other people because they don't have the same dream as you, right? They can only give you advice from their own experience. So they might not be chasing their dreams at the level that you want to chase their dreams. So you're afraid to say it out loud because it might sound crazy to them. But I want you, I just offer an idea for you to entertain this idea that this dream and vision for your life is not put in you by accident. It is for you. You can do this. Maybe you don't have everything that you need to make it come to fruition, but you have the start. You've got the spark. And then we just need to get you to take action so you can get more clarity. You're not going to figure it out by sitting around thinking about it, waiting for the perfect time. You got to freaking go. Plus, when you start, even if you take one tiny step in the right direction, it gives you this like immediate dopamine hit where you're like, I can do this. Let's go. Now, okay, I did that and it was scary, but here we go. I'm going to stack this day. I'm going to stack the wins. I'm going to stack over and over and over. I'm just going to keep going. And I want to ask you this. Do you really think that this heart that you have, that like, you know, if you have a heart like this, where you're like, you really want to make an impact, it really matters to you. And maybe you get frustrated because you don't know how, like you don't know exactly what you want to do, or you tell yourself that you don't know what it is, but you know, deep down, you want to serve people. And it sometimes keeps you up at night, or these ideas just pop into your head. Like you're at work and you're doing something. This idea just pops into your head, right? Or you see something that's a reminder of this vision that you have, and you have a gut reaction to it, or you get emotional about it. Do you think that that's in you by accident? Do you think that the resilience that you have, right? Where like you keep showing up despite all of the curveballs that you've been dealt, like despite all the problems that you had to navigate, do you think that that resilience is in you by accident? And if you're in a season right now where it feels really freaking tough, I wish I could just jump through, you know, my computer here or your phone, wherever you're listening, and just hug you and say, it's going to get better. But truly, like, this season is building the resilience to only prove further that this vision that you have for your life, you're made for this. Because you're handling this. Even when it feels like you're dropping the ball, you are handling this. And even that like visceral, uncomfortable gut feeling, you might get this. I get this all the freaking time. This like unsettled feeling in your stomach, like deep in your gut. Or maybe for you, it's in your head, like where it's like ideas that are popping around in your head all the time. And you sometimes want to wish it away because it's annoying or just feels kind of like irritating. You're like, oh, like I just don't want to deal with this right now. Do you think that that's in you by accident? because I think that's a great gift, because it's going to be the thing that drives you to push yourself, because you know you've got this dream and you know you've got this heart to serve people, and this uncomfortable gut feeling or these ideas that are popping around in your head that are maybe even anxiety inducing. Those are actually gifts. Because when you think about it, what if the very thing that you struggle with or that you've had to navigate through, this like problem that you have that you want to sometimes wish away, understandably, what if it's actually a gift? And this is where the selfish piece comes in. If you don't show up and figure out how to solve it for yourself, you don't get to help other people solve it too. Maybe even the world, maybe another person, but maybe the world. Like, what if this willingness that you actually have to listen into podcasts like this and to entertain the idea that you do have these dreams, even if you're scared, or even if you've got like a shaky voice and you want to like kind of pee your pants, like what if you just entertained the idea that this was in you because you're supposed to make it happen? And it's selfish if you don't show up, because you need to show other women who are feeling the same way or have similar circumstances to you that if you can do it, they sure as hell can too. Like, what if these hardships that you faced in your life that have made you so much more compassionate and just gave you this like empathy to become an advocate for other people, like people who need your voice? Do you think that you were gifted that by accident? Do you think it's selfish if you don't show up for it because other people need you? Because like, maybe it's not, you know, about frantically trying to find your purpose or your passion or find your one thing or like whatever, but maybe you just get more aware. Maybe you just identify that you're going to have to go for some things that won't work out the way that you planned, because they might work out even better. What if you just decided that if you honored your path, including all the tugs at your heartstrings, like the twists and turns along the way, the things that you do and you totally face plop and you got to get yourself back up and you build up that grit and you build up that resilience and you get back in the game. What if that's supposed to be your path? And I get it. I get that it's hard. As humans, we're not wired for all of this uncertainty. And I keep reminding myself that. Right? When I come up with different ideas of things that I want to do, or I close programs that are working really well, or I have a new idea that pops up, I'm like, oh gosh, this is hard. Like, I could just throw in the towel. But I go back to this idea. It's selfish if I don't. I just don't think that I'm gifted this vision and this heart and this like gut feeling that's pushing me to take action that sometimes I don't understand it. I'm like, why? Like, why can't I just like go about my day and not be worried about my impact? But I know that some of you, maybe you, like you get it. You care. It's a beautiful gift. Please don't wish that away. But please honor that gift. As Cleo Wade mentioned, the quote that I mentioned at the beginning, right? We honor the dream by doing the work. Please honor it by taking action, by asking yourself, what's something that I can do in the next 24 hours to move the needle forward? What's something that I can do to start making progress? Because you deserve a life that you're obsessed with. I will repeat that day in, day out. If you don't believe it, borrow belief from me until you do. You've got what it takes. Please, girl, do not be the only thing standing in your way. I'm rooting for you always. We're in this together, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.